Ian Scholz. Thousands of phone accounts were hacked for no apparent reason by Rupert Murdoch's Sunday newspaper, News of the World. Thanks to the tireless investigation from Nick Davies and others at the UK Guardian, it has been discovered that the journalistic News of the World, via private detectives, had not only hacked the cell phone answering service of a missing person, but deleted messages in the hope, apparently, of making room for more. Unfortunately, the missing person, Millie Dowling, was already dead. But the deletion of messages led family to believe she was still alive. This action by News of the World could, I believe, I'm no expert, be termed evidence tampering. In the wake of the growing controversy, Murdoch shut down the newspaper, which has been around for over a century and a half. Rebecca Fleming, News International chief executive, held a cheerful farewell for Mr. Murdoch's beloved former employees. As of this writing, she is still employed. She said, "The Guardian newspaper are out to get us, and they got us." Yes, that's right. The ethical mosquito brought down the lumbering, morally impaired elephant. But maybe we should stop looking at it like that. Newspapers everywhere are folding, thanks to the alert efforts of the new class of citizen journalists who are busily plagiarizing the writings of print journalists and or pulling observations out of their own behinds based on stuff they saw with their magical iPhones, and thus a bold new media empire is a-borning. How to save print media? Well, maybe we need soldier journalists, armed competent warriors with appropriate weapons and state-of-the-art recording devices. Send them out into the world to create wars and simultaneously report them. Take out the bloggers. Take out social media. Take out 4chan, all the anonymouses, and the other pseudo-anarchist hackers. Then tweet about it. Sounds like a win-win to me. I gotta go.